Welcome to the Bible Expositors Podcast with Stephen Baker, taking you verse by verse through the Word of God from the pulpit of Harmony Baptist Church in Dalton, Georgia.
Well, it's good to see everybody tonight. So we will be in James chapter 3 and starting in verse 13 and preaching down through the end of the chapter. And the title of the message tonight is The Wise Man. The Wise Man. This section of James talks about wisdom, and we'll look at this tonight. Before we begin, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll begin with verse 13. Heavenly Father, I thank you for letting us be in your house tonight. I do pray that you would bless. Pray that you would forgive me for my sins. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit as I preach, and these that are saved as they hear. We pray that you would work in all our lives tonight. We pray if anyone here is not saved, that you would convict them and save them. We pray for those who are not here, not able to be here, and those who are backslidden or not saved that need to get saved, need to come back to you. So we pray that you would bless this message tonight. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen. The wise man, James 3, 13 through 18. So verse 13 of James says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Now we'll remember this morning that when we were studying this, James was talking to people and in the church, and warning them that not a lot of them should strive to be teachers in the church, because teachers would be judged more harshly at the judgment seat of Christ based on how they handled the Word of God. And then James began to get into a discussion about the use of the tongue, about the mouth, and how what we say and what we should say. And he talked about bitter words and things that we might say to people. And the truth of the matter is, we showed in the Bible how that bitter words come from a bitter heart. And we showed that. And we talked about how we cannot control our tongues, but that the Lord can control our tongues. And so we need to yield to the Lord and let the Lord do that. So when we come down into verse 13, this is continuing that thought. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Now, there are people who like to brag about how much they know. And so it might be that the same people who wanted to be teachers also wanted to brag about how much they knew. And so James puts a very good rule for us to follow in the church, and the Word of God puts this rule down. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation or a good way of life his works with meekness of wisdom. So what the Bible says here is that if you're a wise man, if you're endued with knowledge, demonstrate it by good works. Don't just talk about it. The first thing you should do is demonstrate it by good works. True wisdom is demonstrated, not spoken. There are a lot of people that like to run their mouths that don't do anything. And that's the same thing we've talked about in James chapter 2 and verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. You really can't show somebody your faith without works. You can only demonstrate faith by works, because faith is something that takes place in the heart. And the Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. But the Bible says that man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. And so man cannot see your heart. God sees that, but man can see your works. And so if we're going to talk about the wisdom that we have and what we know, then we need to first demonstrate that through good works. Now, the first thing we will see here is that the wisdom that is from below. The Bible begins to talk about here the wisdom that is from below. James 3:14, "But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." And the ministry is filled with people that are full of envying and strife and get jealous of this preacher and that preacher and so on and so forth. And that kind of wisdom does not come from above. It comes from below. And whether you're in the ministry or not, any kind of envying and strife and thinking, I'm trying to go back here, but if you have bitter envying, verse 14, and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Because somebody might say, well, he shouldn't be getting to do that in the church. I should be getting to do that. I know more than he does. I've studied harder than he is. Why shouldn't I get to do that? And if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. There are plenty of folks in Christianity, and we all know this to be true, there's plenty of folks who justify all kinds of wicked things in the name of God. You have people do all kinds of things, sue people, gossip about people, try and destroy people's reputations and justify it in the name of God. There's a preacher that I've met before. He does wonderful works, but during the election, I lost some respect for him. I'm gaining my respect back, but during the election, he posted a complete and total fabrication against one of the candidates, our president, and he supported another candidate, and that was fine. But he posted a article that was just complete and total made up. It was fabrication. And I pointed it out to him because I thought he didn't know. I said, brother, this article was just made up. It comes from a satire website. It's not even true. And this is a preacher, a missionary that I have respect for. And he said to me, well, I knew that, but that's why I put in the post, blah, 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 but I thought people should make their own minds up. So you have a preacher that's just intentionally spreading lies about somebody because they don't support that candidate and they support another candidate. Now, people will do all kinds of things to justify their cause. And I'm not trying to get political. I'm just using it as an example that people will lie and people will cheat and do whatever they have to do to get their cause supported and to push themselves forward. And where envying and strife is, the Bible says, there's confusion and every evil work. And now we see the wisdom that is from above. We've looked at the wisdom that comes from below. Now we look at the wisdom that is from above. Verse 17, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." So the Bible says, how can you tell the wisdom that's from above? Well, the wisdom that's from below is full of bitterness and is full of contention and fighting. And it leads to disunity and disharmony. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then it's peaceable, it's gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. In other words, you can look at God's wisdom and you can tell that it came from God. You can look at earthly wisdom and the wisdom of man and the devil's type of inspired wisdom, and you can tell where it came from because you can tell the fruits it produces. The wisdom that is from above. And the Bible says, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The devil is always trying to divide the church one against another, make people mad at one another, because if you can divide the church, then the church won't do anything. It'll just sit there divided and angry. But God, and the wisdom that comes from God is sown in peace. It's like, it's the illustration here, a figure of planting a tree, and you sow peace into the body, and that produces a tree that brings forth the fruit of righteousness. And that is wisdom that comes from above. So let's make sure that when we talk to one another in this church and when we go about in our Christian lives, that we're sowing good things, that we're sowing peace, that we're sowing a good word, and that we're sowing something positive and something biblical rather than always something angry and negative. Because those kind of things, that kind of wisdom that causes fights and arguments and all that kind of stuff does not descend from above, but from below. But the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. So let's sow that kind of good fruit and that kind of good seed in the church today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these people. I thank you for the wisdom that you give us in your word. I thank you for the fact that we can choose to speak words of life, that we can speak words of peace, that we can speak words that come from above, rather than choosing to speak words in jealousy and anger and speak words of contention that divide the body and hurt one another and hurt the church. And I pray that we would speak life to one another and that we would speak peace and that we would speak life to our community and to those around us and speak the good message of Jesus Christ, which is a message of hope and a message of peace. We ask it, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Visit us on the web at thenationsforchrist.com and harmonybconline.com.